Hey, Bob, it's Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Did I catch you at a good time, or?
Yeah, you're all right. I'm just walking up to a job site here.
Okay.
So I gotta check out what it is out here.
Yeah, is it raining out there?
Well, it did all day yesterday, so yeah, we're kind of standstill on this project for a little while.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. We've got other jobs to go to. So.
Okay.
But
well, hey,
just checking the progress of it.
I understand. I wanted to, Steve mentioned that you were interested in maybe a discounted end of the month special we have for you.
Well, I said I was interested in listening to it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So we have you at the, you know what? Did you need more than the $26,000? Or was $26,000 enough for you?
Well, yeah. Originally, I was looking at 30 to 35 was what I was looking at. Jeremiah, the things that concern me, yeah, I have, like I said, I know my credit score is concerned,
mm-hmm.
and it really sucks on my part. But I told Steve this. You know, I'm looking at possibility of a private investor. Because hey, I have been around for 28 years. I know how to tough it out.
Yeah.
And I can't help my credit score right now, but it will get better. So I'm looking out for the best options available for this company. And what concerns me the most is somebody, coming in and taking money out of my account every day. Which I mean, money comes in and out of my. Out of my account inconsistently. It's not like a retail store.
Yeah.
Well, I can usually bank on that money's usually coming in on a Thursday, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and sometimes Thursday. Those are slow days. It's amazing how people pay.
Right.
But another thing is, that the high interest amount. I'm going to keep my options open right now. Because I want to see what's going to be best for this company.
Sure.
And and for me to look at, what you originally proposed to me for, to spend a third of that total amount, to borrow $26,000, but I got to pay back $12,000. That's just a touch under half the amount that I'm borrowing.
Right.
And that's a big chunk of money.
No, it is. It is.
Borrowing. So, and like I said, you guys are a business too. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And but I also got to look at what's best for Gru's Outdoor Service. So,
of course. Well, looking at your file, I want you to understand what we're doing. The money is the reason why it's so high, expensive, is because of your credit score. We weren't able to get it. A better rate because you're considered a high risk. But because of your time in business, we were able to get it to a long term. Most people that we deal with only get it from 6 to 12 months as far as a payback. Mm-hmm. So 18 months that you have that option of doing definitely helps out a lot. If you want to go with a smaller term, Bob, I can get you a better rate. But if you want to drag it out, that's how these loans work. These unsecured loans, the longer you have the money for, the more the higher the rate is. The shorter you have the money for, I can get you a better rate.
Uh-huh. So, well, just give me an idea.
Okay.
Break it down.
So, are we talking, do you want to know like a 12-month program or the 4-18?
Well, this is what I'm looking at right now. For me, talking to a private investor, I'm looking at basically a year.
Okay.
A year because I'm looking at selling my house here over the course of the winter time, and I want stuff paid off.
Okay.
Caught up, paid off. I don't need a big house anymore. I also don't want to. Go borrow higher interest money and have to spend $12,000 for
to pay it back. Of course. Of course. Yeah.
So if I could find somebody out there that's like, hey, you know, wants to make decent money, interest off of their money, and you know, they feel secure because I have assets that I can back myself up. And hey, if I gotta put up some kind of a note against a piece of asset, I'll do it. To solve the problems that we're trying to solve here. But
have you spoken with a private investor? What are you looking at?
I will be on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah,
Do you have an idea of what they do or what they're able to?
No. Okay. It's through my insurance agent's his accountant does this.
Oh.
There's guys out there that set up loans. They'll do private loans on the side.
Kind of like a hedge fund.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and there's lots of guys out there that do that. If they know that they're secure because if the guy doesn't pay, he's got a piece of equipment that's equivalent or more than what he's borrowing anyways.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. If he's getting a good report coming from somebody they know.
Right.
Well, hey. So.
No, and it makes sense.
They can make 12% on their money, and it's 12%. Okay, I can live with that. But 26 to 33%. That's a hard one to swallow.
Yeah, it is. I understand. Especially if you can get a collateralized loan, and you're able to get the amount that you're looking for. Totally makes sense, and I understand.
Yeah.
We are definitely more of the company that helps people that don't want to go put anything secure. They don't want to go through all the paperwork, and they're willing to pay the extra, 10 to 15% on top of the 10% that it would cost, to where it's literally we just deposit money in your bank account. Have you ever taken out one of these loans, a working capital loan?
No.
Never have. Okay. Yeah, it's
no,
literally.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's only been around, I want to say, for like 3 or 4 years, so it's brand new. A lot of businesses are kind of jumping on it just because they know they're spending a little bit more, but at the end of the day, they don't have to go to their bank and wait months to get an approval. We give it to them in 24 hours, deposit in their bank account. We don't ask questions. We start to take the money back daily just because it's such a high risk. If you don't pay it back, we can't take any assets of yours, it's literally unsecured. So it's crazy to lend that much money out and just hoping someone's going to pay you back.
Right.
What they say.
But let me ask you this. That's the question mark on my behalf is, if somebody doesn't pay you back, what do you guys do? What is your recourse?
So what happens is when you take the loan, you sign for it personally,
for the
business. But all we can do is hope that you pay it. If you don't pay it, we'll, try to get a hold of you and try to contact you. But there's nothing. We don't go and take your house. We don't go and take your assets. We can't. It's unsecured. Yeah. That's why the cost is so high.
Yeah.
That's why we start taking it back the next day to try to start to recoup some of that money.
He's kind of skipped out there a minute.
Yeah, I said that's why we start to take it back daily. So we want to start to start taking some of that money back and making sure that we're not completely out of luck here if you decide not to pay it. And there is a percentage of people that just don't pay these loans, So it's
Well, I'm not that guy because if I was that guy, I would be your business today.
And you know how we know that? The fact that you're able to get 18 months. Okay, I've been doing this for a few years now, and I understand how it works. When you get a short-term loan, like a 6 to 9 months, they're scared out their mind that you're not going to pay it back. That's what it is. For you, you got a long-term loan because your business has been around. You're not willing to risk to lose your business for $26,000.
No, not at all. I'm not going to do that. So
I'll tell you what. Let me see what I can do as far as getting this rate down lower. I understand where you're coming from. really do. So let me see. Let me come back with some numbers for a 12-month program, 18-month program, with the bare minimum, the lowest rate I can get for you.
That'd be great, Jeremiah, because like I said, business is getting better and better and better. I mean, I can't believe how all of a sudden at the end of the fall time, I mean, it has escalated quite a bit. And obviously, I mean, coming into the winter time, I'm down equipment right now. Because this time last year, I was looking at getting out of the wintertime work, but, things have changed. And so I've got to gear up because these customers are counting on us. I mean, we've got all of our customers back. I got to take care of them.
I totally understand.
So, I mean, right now, my son and I were driving around right now, truck shopping, because we're down a truck right now. And not only a truck, but we're down some other pieces of equipment to service all these accounts through the wintertime.
Are you guys going to finance the truck?
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Do you have somebody who's helping you with that?
No, not yet. We're just driving around today because since we're kind of a little bit in idle mode, we thought this would be a good opportunity because we're getting down to crunch time. I mean, it could snow at the end of November here. Mm-hmm. And I'm a guy, I've plowed for 20-something years. I like being prepared. And, the great thing is, I said one of my major pieces of equipment, I pay $150 a month on, that payment's going to be gone in about 2 months. Unless I want to pay it off right now, it'll be gone. Tomorrow, if I want it to be gone.
Wow.
So it's not, I've got a lot of small stuff out there that's going to be gone in a hurry, just by shifting money around if I want to. But I also, like I said, with the way I'm looking at projecting what we're going to be going through this winter, and especially what's going to be happening come next spring and next year, the board is already loading up for next year.
Wow. Okay. It sounds like you got a plan and things are supposed to be happening for you, which is good. So I tell you what, let me get these numbers for you. I'll call you back, and then I'd love to be able to also try to throw my hat in the ring for trying to get you some equipment financing. That is secure. I can get you a much better rate, and it's over 5 years.
Okay. All right. That's a great year, Mike.
Yeah, so let me see what I can do, Bob, and then I'll call you back, and we'll stay in touch.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks for your time, Bob.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Now. Bye.